Recycling is one of the so-called green job creators. As cities adopt recycling and as manufacturers purchase recycled raw materials, the recycling game has grown to become a $90 billion industry in the United States. If you just include scrap, that translates to 135 million metric tons of materials in the waste stream annually. Working in a scrapyard can be dangerous, though. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 313 workers at scrapyards and sorting facilities were killed on the job from 2003 to 2014. Many of those employees work heavy machinery with little training, and some are receiving less than minimum wage for their labor. Brian Joseph is a staff reporter for Fair Warning, a nonprofit news organization that focuses on public health, safety, and environmental issues. Joseph says in this new industry called recycling, rules and regulations are hard to come by.
I think the two that stand out for me are scrap yards. Those are places where people will drop off, you know, say metal, for example, or sorting facilities that take the contents of your blue bin that you put to your curbside, and then they go through and separate out the paper, plastic, metal, and wood. Those are particularly hazardous because you have a fast-moving conveyor belt with, you know, lots of material. The people by hand have to go through and figure out where they need to go.
Are people in suits when they're handling this material? Are they gloved? Do they have hard hats, that sort of thing?
Yeah, gloves, vests, that sort of thing. But, you know, I spoke with one recycling worker, sorting facility worker. You know, he said this colleague of his, you know, picked up a broken television and it cut right through the colleague's leather padded gloves. You know, just because there's some safety components there doesn't mean that it's really ensuring the worker's safety.
What was the most difficult a scary job you saw at one of these scrapyards?
Well, my piece is built around a particularly dramatic case that occurred in Atlanta a few years ago, and that involved a 19-year-old undocumented worker who was working at a metal recycling facility, and he went about pushing some scrap metal that had gathered on the ground with a loader. And there was some gasoline on the ground, and his loader caught fire, and he was burned to death inside the loader.
What federal oversight is there on these facilities, and how quickly have they grown and outstripped the ability of OSHA and other federal regulators to maintain a good eye of what's going on?
Well, recycling facilities are treated like any other work site. OSHA has very limited resources, and while recycling is on their radar, it is not one of their top priorities right now. So as a result, you know, they're just not sending a lot of resources towards these facilities.
There's a whole range of things that are recycled. Is it the case that recycling is essentially putting workers who are paid less than minimum wage into a toxic waste stream?
Specifically as it relates to electronic waste, computers, as well as batteries, can be particularly hazardous to people's health. There's a number of cases involving scrap yards where metal boxes or metal containers are brought in and, you know, a poor recycling worker is going to open it, maybe using a torch of some kind, and the container explodes because it contains chemicals that are explosive, maybe gunpowder, things of that nature.
How would you change the system, other than just giving people a raise, to make their job more attractive and to settle this question of what you think is a disparity between recycling workers and others regarding on-the-job safety?
I think the biggest issue here is one of awareness and one of getting employers to take this as a serious issue for them. And I think it's one in which, frankly, the government needs to do a better job of informing people about the importance of this issue.
Brian Joseph is a staff reporter with Fair Warning, a nonprofit news organization that focuses on public health, safety, and environmental issues. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.